already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who shop local. It does make a difference. With spring here, fill up those propane bottles and forklift tanks. We just got another load of ethanol-free 93 in. So after you pick up your weed eaters and lawnmowers from Al's Saw Shop, stop by and fill up your jugs. We have log and shake oil in 5-gallon pails ready for your fences and decks. We have CFN card locks in Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. Also, now's a good time to have Johnny check out your heater if you haven't touched it in a few years or you think of trading up to get a new one. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you don't have time to come to town, give us a call. We have delivery trucks and some of the best drivers out there. All of our employees is what makes this company successful. Northern Lights Energy, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thank you for your business.
Northern Lights Energy.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is a voice from the past welcoming you to We the People Radio. We are chatting and streaming live at wethepeopleradio.us. Give us a call at 605-4567. Don't forget to jump on the chat room. Linda, Aaron, and Elizabeth will be there to entertain you.
Yes, we will.
Oh, sure. We're trying to log in.
Don't forget the webpage. Beautifully done by Robert Exter every week. Links to everything you ever need to know to send out far and wide to all those that are in blissful ignorance. And Bob Martin is
Blissful
our...
No More.
And Bob, how long has it been since you've been called a musical savant?
Oh.
It's been at least...
Months, at
six
least.
Months.
Our musical savant.
Welcome back, Elizabeth. Oh,
thanks.
Robert put a video on the page. Did you guys see it?
No.
It's when you first load the webpage, it's Dick Wilkinson landing in Fall River. It's a little video. It's really loud propeller noises, actually. So if your sound is still on, you should probably turn it off. I turned it on last night. I'm like, what the heck is that? It sounded like a lawnmower.
It's great.
So it's Dick Wilkinson's plane. But nice landing, by the way, in case you were thinking, you know, maybe you should or shouldn't fly with him. If you want to check out his landing, it's really quite nice.
We're checking it out right now.
That's quite the propeller.
So I think this was from last year when... You were here. I was there.
Yeah, you and Bill were in Fall River Mills, and I was here, and we had a good time.
I don't know why we started doing this.
Because you were bored and wanted to get out of the studio.
The guys up there were like, "Oh, you got to come to Airport Days." It's like, "Oh, we could do a live remote."
Well, wasn't that the first one?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's the only one.
Yeah.
Till today, then we sent Mark and Bill on assignment. Well, you said, "How about let's go to breakfast?" And it's like, hmm. Let's get rid of Mark and Bill.
Are they in the line? Are they listening?
How's life in the Beehive State?
Well, you know, interesting.
Is it really the Beehive State?
It is the Beehive
State.
Okay,
I thought you were kidding.
We're talking about Utah.
The people there are very nice, very polite, very helpful, very friendly.
In a Stepford-y way? Or, like, because all those words sound marginally creepy.
Well... You know how snarky I am and how sarcastic. And
I totally can't relate to that.
So it's time to let her rip. It's time to let the true self show.
Uh-oh.
You know, I've been,
they may not be nice after
they
that.
They may not be. But no, it's great. And, you know, politically speaking, obviously they are light years ahead of California because California let it go too far, basically. And there are some states where... They are fiscally conservative because they have a bigger picture and they can see the light at the end of the tunnel and they know what happens if you, you know, just throw money to the wind and have bad policies. And it is a right-to-work state, so the unions don't have control of it. And everybody, huge Second Amendment state, huge.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, huge. And, you know, when the Bundy thing happened in southern Nevada, the county commissioners in Iron County, which is where I'm at, southern Utah, they immediately stepped up, you know, in the media and let the BLM know that if you come here and try that, we're ready for you. Right.
Nice.
Off the bat. And the nice thing is one of the county commissioners actually quoted Agenda 21 in the newspaper as the true story behind what BLM is doing. So they get it.
They get it.
They get it.
Somebody out there that knows the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
And is an elected official.
Huh.
On top of it.
That's scary. So, all in the same sentence.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
So we'll let them be polite if they want to be polite.
It's not an oxymoron. But, you know, the sheriff there is, you know, they've just really, they immediately put up the wall and said, don't try messing with us here.
What about the prairie dog deal? How's that going?
Well... The prairie. Oh, and by the way, I see those fat little suckers.
Rodents.
I was going to say something.
The rodents.
Else. I see those.
Be careful.
Those fat little things running across the road all the time. They're fat and they're big and.
And they're just sassy prairie dogs because they're endangered there.
Yeah.
And
supposedly,
how far away do you live from the place? Okay, because we did that show with that guy. What? Matt Munson.
Matt Munson. Yeah.
About 9 months ago, maybe. Something
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before you knew you were moving there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we did the show on how the prairie dogs are ruining the world. Oddly enough, they're ruining the airport, which is interesting.
Yes.
Theme well, crossover for today.
They've managed. They've managed to find some middle ground with some of the state agencies and, you know, the federal agencies. And so what they're doing, for instance, they've got a golf course there, which is privately owned and can, you know, potentially, it has the potential to be a great revenue source for the county. And the prairie dogs have literally destroyed the golf course. Well, now they are going to fence off the golf course and start removing the prairie dogs. So, you know, the Pacific Legal Foundation jumped in on this one. And I think that based on their success in the past, the state agencies and the federal agencies have backed off a little bit, and they're compromising a little bit. But I got to tell you.
But they're obviously not endangered because there are 8 billion of them.
But, you know, I have a neighbor. Oh, my God, this drives me crazy.
Feeds the prairie dogs?
No, she's BLM.
Ooh, even better.
Yeah, a neighbor. And, I mean, in fact, she can see my house from her house. And she doesn't realize who I am until you.
I like that.
Colors show here.
She doesn't realize.
Which is you're getting ready to do that,
which
right?
I will very shortly.
Yeah. Like, yes. She doesn't realize.
But see,
who I am.
She doesn't know who she's dealing with.
I don't. You know, it's like playing poker. Don't show your cards first. And I don't. So you know, it's been interesting to get her take on all of this, and she thinks that everybody's beating up on the BLM
because.
Because
they should.
Because the public is outraged and they're angry and they're standing up, and so she's playing the BLM victim, and you know, poor me and poor us, and you know,
because what they do without them, because, we would have no.
Because she's an idiot.
Oh.
Oh, what was the first clue?
The ultimate throwdown answer.
Oh man. And I get to listen to her all the time. It's really interesting, actually.
Big girl, what's her first name?
Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Sherry.
We have a couple of guys in the chat room who'd like to chime in.
Nice.
Please.
Are we good?
In the on Skype, rather. Not the chat room, on Skype.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sound like you're in a bar.
Could someone hear me?
Yeah. Except for those little
kids.
Well,
we can.
Background.
I don't know about anybody else, but we can hear you.
we got the dancing Terry right before us.
All that bashing, that was Elizabeth hitting the microphone with
I'm
the computer.
Back.
And all my glory.
Yeah, all the microphones are really good right now.
They're
so
trying
be careful.
To share a
don't
laptop
move.
In
yeah.
here.
She's making up for 6 months all at once.
Hey, Mark. Dude. Yeah.
Dude.
It's been like 6 months.
Dude, that was 6 months ago.
Like, sup?
Sup, man.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
So are you guys all high on pancakes and everything now?
I just got through down in pancakes and sausage and eggs, and Bill hasn't ate yet, but yeah, I'm pretty much high on pancakes and Mrs. Butterworth's at this point.
Well, if Bill eats syrup, you're driving home.
I'm not eating any syrup. I'm going to be a good boy today.
Bill's down.
Bill, how are you?
Hey, good, Elizabeth. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, you too.
She's sitting in your chair.
Yeah.
Oh, she's well qualified.
She opened the show properly the way we were supposed to do it. Did you take notes? I suck at it, and you've never caught on.
No, I never have caught on.
I think it's a takeover. I think that we've been usurped.
Well, you have to admit. Maybe. You have to admit it was a pretty slick plan. Hey, yeah, you guys go to Fall River. We'll be in the studio. Okay.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Timing's everything.
I had a feeling that plan was.
How come I'm not feeling the love here?
Oh, and by the way, you'll have to leave around 6.
Don't get too cozy in my chair, Elizabeth.
I'm keeping it warm for you, Bill.
Oh my gosh!
If you only knew what was happening here.
So are there a ton of people up there?
Yeah, there's quite a few. I'm looking out here, and I got Sheriff Pasenko flipping pancakes right here in front of me, and. You know, there's a line foreman to get into the pancakes and the sausage, and here comes Sally. She's walking by, and she's got a full load of pancakes and eggs. And say hello, Sally.
Hey.
Good morning, Sal.
Welcome up here. This is a great day out here. It's sunny with a little wind blowing, and the eggs are fantastic.
Thank you.
All right, keep her away from the maple syrup.
it's all about the food.
Yeah. She's a morning person.
Yeah, but what's better than a pancake breakfast first thing in the morning outside? That is, there's nothing better.
Being at home and
not having to get up and late by 6 a.m.?
Somebody else had a plan.
Hey, Mark, you've got your own little vacation spot. Man, nice place.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've been working pretty hard at it for quite a while. It's starting to get better and better, but now the fun never stops at my place, that's for sure.
Are you guys going to, you know, talk some political trash with people up there?
Well, that's what we do. It's who we are. It's how we roll.
I like it.
They had that big Jefferson rally up there last night.
Yeah, I talked to Mark Baird just a little while ago, and he's going to stop by and give us a little update on that.
Hey, when we were coming up, they saw we all wore our Jefferson shirts coming back from Angels Camp yesterday. He said, "Hey, we saw you guys. We saw your group. We saw the group. You know, it's like, yep, that's us."
Hey, so give me an update on that. Not that I don't follow it constantly, but
as long as they don't call you a cult, I think you're okay.
Actually, I can get Terry over here to give you a little update.
Oh, we're getting ready to take off or something.
I know, you can hear that.
Yeah.
The motor revving. Bill, you sound like you're pretty far away from your microphone.
Yeah, you should be all right. How's mine sound?
You sound like you're...
Right on top of it.
Like, talking to your microphone. Bill needs his a little closer to his yips.
All right, how's that?
Not really. Not really.
You sound kind of far away.
Actually, Mark?
Yep.
Mark, this is Bob. When we conferenced with you prior to that, Bill was very clear. Now he's kind of echoey. I don't know if it's something on your connection that's causing that, or
let's blame it on Mark. I like it.
Try to blame me every time.
Yes. Somebody's got to take the blame. You're still sounding pretty good.
I got a microphone in my hand. Let's see. Talking to the mic, Bill. See if that helps.
Well, hey, how's that? Is that a little better?
That's a lot better right there.
It really helps if you actually turn it on.
Okay, there we go. I had to learn how to use my technology.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there we go. That's much better.
Actually, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Well, I spent a lot of money on this this radio gear yesterday, so it better work good.
We did the 8 o'clock run to the store called GameStop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We went to... Oh, see, everybody knows about it but me. We went to Office Depot because we wanted to get poster boards. And we said, hey, you guys have any of those headsets you can use, like, with Skype or whatever? And this kid's like, oh, you need to go to the GameStop.
Nice.
And they have a Triton and a, mythical beast headset or whatever it was, some other thing. He's like, oh, man, we're out of our depth.
Yeah, we're going to get Mr. Raposo over here now.
Nice.
Let me get the guest headset. I'm going to give Terry this headset because it'll come out really, really clear.
Well, my microphone's working, so you can talk right here.
Okay, all right, give him the mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you looked out to the left, we have...
Is that Terry? Ladies and gentlemen, sounds like we called the circus.
So how are you guys doing?
In a manner of speaking, we did.
Can you hear Terry?
Not really.
Unless he sounds like a ringmaster, no.
I don't have a headset on, so I have to go here by
there
trail.
That's a little better.
Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to give you my mic.
For the poor people that are listening, we're not going to keep saying, can you hear me now? We are going to stop that here eventually. It's coming.
This portion of We the People brought to you by Verizon.
Brought to you by Can You Hear Me Now? Are they hanging out of the planes when they fly by? Woo-hoo!
Here we go.
It's like a motorcycle run.
We're going to have to work on this technology.
All right, they're fired.
Hey, girls, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing good.
There we go.
Yeah, we've got, I can hear you.
Okay.
And you can hear me.
So how'd it go last night?
It went great. We had about 60 people, and it was a really good turnout. A lot of fun, really, really grassroots. I know that you can appreciate that, Aaron. It was a little bit like the lookout meeting, if you can remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
But it was very, very good. A lot of people are really engaged, wandering around here and here, and we're giving them lots of good information, and Mark Baird is wandering around talking to people. In fact, I believe he's sitting down with Pam Giacomini right now.
Oh, nice. Nice. So kind of giving her the 411 on...
Yeah.
The idea of Jefferson?
Yep.
Cool.
You guys do have a little bit of an echo coming back in this.
Huh.
Echo.
Is that any better?
Well, if you don't like what we say, I guess I'll have to hear it twice.
you guys can do a lot more adjusting on your end than we can on ours. I think it has something to do with the way the two Skype calls are conferenced, but...
We'll call you back on the break.
I'll tell you, it's absolutely beautiful out here, though. The weather's great. The planes are out here. The breakfast looks fantastic. Tom Basenko, our sheriff, is doing some of the cooking. It's going to be a really fun event.
Nice. Well, you'll be in charge of going out and getting guests for the men.
Man on the street. Man on the tarmac.
Yeah. You'll be the reeler inner.
There's a man on the runway.
All right, ladies. Well, have a great morning. I'm going to pass you back over here to Bill.
All right.
Right on.
Hi, kids.
There we go. Hello.
Hey.
Hey,
I just saw a flying wheelbarrow land. It was.
Have you had the maple syrup?
Child.
He must have had maple syrup.
He had the syrup.
He had the
Bill's
syrup.
Down.
He had it straight out of the tree.
Okay, so what's the deal?
Well, this plane just landed, and it's about, I don't know, the whole plane is maybe 8 feet long. It's got about a 12-foot wingspan. The propeller is almost as big as the wings. It's tiny.
Okay.
Is there somebody actually in it?
Yeah, there was. There was actually a pilot. There's room for like one person. I think they have to shoehorn him in.
is that a technical term? Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's a technical term.
That's a relief, because if there wasn't a pilot, it would be a drone.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a drone.
That's pretty fun.
Smallest plane I ever saw in my life.
They have those little red ones, those little red Baron planes this year?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, the little red Baron plane, he's here. That's the one that almost got blown over by the jet wash last year. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, the jet landed and started to turn, and when it turned, all the
force?
Yeah, just started, all the little planes that were parked on the side all started swiveling.
Not good.
The pilots weren't down. Yeah, pilots weren't down for the swiveling of their planes on the tarmac. That was not good.
You got permission.
Yeah.
Permission? What are you guys doing? You need permission for?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
We tuned in just at the right time.
Yep, we're back. We're back. Oh. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Bill, how many people are out there?
I would say we probably got, I'd say 500 people here today.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a pretty good crowd.
So this is
and there's still planes landing, so I'm counting probably a dozen planes right now.
Now, are they giving rides to kids?
They're giving helicopter rides, I hear.
Nice.
I'm going to go over and tell them I'm 12 years old, see if I can take my first helicopter ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to buy it, too. I can see him walk over there on his knees. Look like Dorf on...
I love Dorf. Hey, did you give them the flag?
That one just came in.
Yeah, Ross Jones just walked up. He's got the flag. He's happy as a clam.
Nice.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm serious.
He said thank you very much.
You are welcome. I was supposed to bring it Tuesday, but listen to
that. It happens.
Live from the airport.
Yeah.
So, have we got any updates on the VA thing? Maybe we could talk about that a little bit.
Oh, always an update. Always an update. Let's see. News since last week. Did I tell you the furniture rumor?
Yeah, I think you told me, but you might want to tell our listeners.
How about my uninvestigated furniture rumor, Elizabeth? I love telling Elizabeth stuff. See, she doesn't know any of this yet.
She will shortly.
The rumor from the Oakland VA is, well, let me back up. They're spending $500 across the country. The VA is spending $500 million, $500 million in change, in like new furniture, carpets, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. While they're doing that, Oakland, one of my folks down there told me a week ago, called me at like 8 o'clock at night. He goes, "You're not going to believe why we need new furniture every 2 years." He goes, "I have seen some like really nice leather couches, stuff like that going out of here, and I've never been able to figure out what they're doing with it." Word on the street is they're selling it and keeping the money.
Unbelievable.
Wow. You can't make that up.
Unsubstantiated.
Last time I checked, isn't that illegal to do that? I mean, isn't that so? I think that's like
amongst many other things.
Stealing government property, felony, something to that degree.
Yeah, but you're assuming they're playing by the rules.
So you got to dig into that a little bit.
Eric Holder's just all over that, I'm sure. I'm sure that it's under investigation.
Yeah, but there's not a smidgen.
of any problem.
No smidgen of corruption.
No. So the guy at the top, the one that just conveniently stepped down, wasn't he retiring anyway?
Shinseki?
No.
Oh.
No, the guy. It was the guy before that. The guy who was in charge of VA healthcare.
That was the Phoenix guy. I think he was going to retire.
No, he was VA healthcare. Phoenix. The Phoenix healthcare thing was run by a woman. She was the lady with the buggy eyes.
Okay.
Can't think of her name.
Okay.
No, it was a man, and he was VA healthcare. But he had set to resign long enough, or to retire long enough ago, that they already have his replacement. Mm-hmm. So the day he said he was stepping down, it was sort of like they tried to say, "Oh, look, we got rid of somebody." Yeah. It's like, man, nice try.
Yeah, that guy stepped right in that place.
Yeah, that guy's already got a replacement. So really, really, was he doing this because of the scandal or because he was already gone?
Right.
But they did say that Shinseki said that he was firing guys and taking away, this I thought was interesting, and taking away their bonuses. Mm. It's like, wait a minute, would those be the bonuses they don't get?
Or is that from the furniture?
No, that's just, that we call that at our house.
That's
free money.
That's pocket change. Okay, that's not free bonuses money. Or anything.
No, when Bill used to get spiffs from manufacturers for selling a tractor, that was, Kubota would send him a check, you know, $100 or whatever it was. And he was free money, Bill.
Free money, Bill.
I bet you that they claim that on their tax return, too. I bet you they sold all that furniture and claim that as a capital gain on their tax return, you think?
Yeah. Captain Taxman, you should check into that. Somehow we should all pool our resources and our skills and go a-hunting.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting. Yeah, I mean, if we could pull their tax returns, see if they reported that extra $250,000 or $250,000 or whatever it was. I mean, how much was the money there involved, and who got it, and how many ways was it split, do you think?
Yeah, exactly. Well, then he said actually he'd heard from somebody else that one of the uppers, they call them the uppers. They don't call them the managers necessarily.
They're the uppers.
So I don't know if it's just an attitude thing or the uppers.
The uppers and the downers.
You got that. And so one of the uppers has a family member in the furniture business.
How convenient is that?
They actually have themselves a representative fence.
There you go. No nepotism there.
I don't know. No. I'm like, you guys got to get pictures. Take pictures.
Jeez. It's really difficult to find somebody you can trust in that furniture business.
Exactly.
God.
You don't want to just be schlepping leather couches on the streets of Oakland.
Yeah, nobody's going to rip off the VA.
No. No,
it's done with then.
No, it all goes to the veteran. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. You boys at the airport, this is a chance to stuff a few pancakes in your mouth and kick your heels up. We'll be back with everybody. We don't know what Bob's going to... Oh, Bob's going to play our tried and true. Them. Yeah, it's about the furniture today, huh?
Yeah, I guess
them.
So.
Them. What can we do about them? Be right back with you in 2 minutes here on We the People.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Jones's Fort, Reading's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Reading's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Reading area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
At Timberline Heated and Air, they're your local carrier heated and cooling experts ready to install a new, more efficient carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. With spring in the air, Timberline has manufacturing utility rebates.
When you're not talking, mute your microphone.
Call Timberline
right
now,
Aaron,
for an estimate on the new carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs. Pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty, the best parts warranty in the industry. Concerned about the respiratory health of your
You're coming in better now, Mark.
Keeping your system functioning at maximum capacity and providing fresh air for your entire home or office. Dirty coils force your compressor to run longer, increases energy use, and decreases the life of your system. Call 221-2222 or visit them online at TimberlineHVAC.com. They work hard to provide you the best value and comfort you require. Turn to the experts at Timberline.
Whatever you did right there is better on our end. Okay, we got to come back.
Proud to serve our community since 1985.
And then come back on it. Here we go.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
It's a little early for this.
Never too early.
Can't no. Welcome to June 1st.
You're back to We the People Radio. You are talking to your hosts, Linda Kent, Aaron Ryan, and your guest host from the previous past.
My sister from another mother.
Elizabeth. And our and our musical maestro.
Yeah, most
Bob
of all,
Martin.
We should hasten to point out this is not a replay. Elizabeth is actually here.
Yep, I am. I'm.
Oh yeah,
I'm,
that's true.
I'm my butt's warm in Bill's seat.
We got rid of Bill.
Oh, stop!
It's the same seat he was in when he said he was taking his pants off.
Did you hear that one? We talked about the cult.
Too much information. Too much information.
So the boys, Bill and Mark, are up in Fall River Mills at airplane, or is it airplane days?
Airport days.
Airport days.
Could be airplane days.
Yeah, doing a live remote, and that's a great event.
Like this show is based on the movie.
So if all the people in Reading are looking for something to do today, they can just jump in the car and head up there.
Goes till like noon or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And actually, I would encourage you, go to the website, wethepeopleradio.us. Join us on the chat room because it's just... There are like three of us in there.
Yeah.
Because the chat hasn't been working, by
right.
the way.
Right.
Chat hasn't been working for like weeks. And so people have given up on the chat. But seems to be working today. And there's a fun little video there that that Robert added of somebody flying in last year. It's got to be Dick Wilkinson, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
So Mr. Wilkinson is landing. Then there are all
sorts of...
Actually,
he did a very good job landing on that video.
I know.
Yeah, we watched
like,
it.
Like, right on the little dash line. And
yeah.
I mean, yeah, but wasn't it kind of scary, though? He wasn't actually... I don't know anything about planes. So he's coming in, and all of a sudden, the propeller stops moving. You're like, Yeah, if you watch that again, the propeller stops. Bill's like, oh, yeah, it's supposed to. He turned it off, and then it starts to go backwards.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh,
slow you down a little bit.
I'll tell you what, the crowd's starting to pick up here. The line for pancakes is starting to get way long, and I'm saying there's going to be, we're almost doubling the crowd here as we speak.
Nice.
Last time.
Nice. Are you starting to see tons of Jefferson shirts?
We're starting to see a few. We're not seeing tons at this point, but there's a few running around out here. And Bill missed the pancake line, so he's...
Bill.
He's going to have to wait for a fix on the syrup.
Bill's doomed.
Bad cleanup.
Nice. Are Terry and Sally out there finding you guys guests, or is their booth almond?
He's got hats. He's got flags. He's got a line. Well, of course, Terry's always got a line, doesn't he?
So are you guys on the back side of the building where we were last year?
Yeah, we're pretty close to where we were last year. We got a nice pop-up. We got some shade. Sun's shining. It's probably about 68 degrees. A little weather report here from Fall River.
Partly cloudy or none?
Nice.
Well, here comes Comrade Ann.
Oh, nice.
Let's see if we can get her on here. I'm going to switch mics.
She's going with me to the wolf meeting. We're sleeping over.
Oh,
we're going to be there early.
You're going to be the first ones in.
Brenda and Ann and I were going on a field trip.
Where's it at?
Yeah, Fortuna. We're going to give Ann the mic, see if she wants to say hi.
Can you hear? Yeah, speak into the mic there, Ann.
Hello, Ann.
Ann.
She's all this is Ann.
I can't hear.
Give her your headset.
Let's try this. Okay.
Do it.
Well, it sounds like she's taking off.
We thought we had our technology all dialed in.
Yeah, try right here.
Okay, so you guys have failed
right
us.
Here. This is a mic.
Sure it is.
When you have to say this is a mic, that's not good. That conjures up all sorts of bad imagery.
Okay, stop talking for a minute. Okay.
What are you
Ann
saying?
Go ahead and try again here.
Hello, Ann.
1, 2.
Hey, there she goes.
Hey, we can hear you.
She sounds like she's very small.
We can hear you. Go ahead and tell us what's going on, Ann. What are you doing up here?
Well, I just heard it announced today that this is the 67th annual Airport Day in the Valley.
Oh, gosh.
And Fred
nice.
And I rolled in from Pittville this morning to enjoy the festivities and to promote the state of Jefferson, the 51st state.
Nice.
Very nice.
Ask her about how fired up she is to go to the wolf meeting on Wednesday.
How fired up are you about going to the wolf meeting next week there?
I'm very fired up. I'm going to be taking my mink coat out of
the wolf
and Red Bull on Tuesday afternoon to be there bright and early at 8:30.
Very good. Hey,
Mark.
Hey, we got Fred here.
How are you?
Good, good. Speak. You're live on the radio, Fred. Go ahead and talk. Tell us something.
Go ahead and talk. Say whatever you want.
Today in Fall River for the 67th annual Airport Day. Lots of people showing up for a great pancake breakfast, and come on up, enjoy it. You'll have fun.
Very good, very good. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
like it.
Everybody's a star around here.
There you go.
And just for the record, Dick Wilkinson did land safely. I see him walking around the field here, so he's arrived.
I'll tell you what.
Mr. Wilkinson.
We're unplugging things and plugging things in.
Oh, is that what you guys are doing?
Yeah, I have to switch microphones and all kinds of stuff to interview people, put the headsets on them, wrestle them to the ground. It's just crazy right now.
Now, be careful if you grab Mr. Wilkinson. So he might like it.
We had that thing all dialed in last night, so our plans, our great plans didn't work, huh?
Well, it's not working out as much as I'd like to have it, but, you know, the thing is, we adapt and overcome. That's what we do.
Good one. Well, you know, now that the first half of the show today is like the technology half.
Mm-hmm.
It's the old, can you hear me now?
Right. So and we're just about done with that piece.
You know,
got that part handled.
I figured if it got bad, we did that interview with Tom Fitton last week, and Bob probably can cue that up if we want to put in a 20-minute filler.
That's true.
That would be good because it was a very interesting interview that we did, and he talked about how that the tea parties, you know, when they were attacked early on, he also said that the learner was, trying to put together a criminal complaint with the DOJ to go against the tea parties, even though it would be fraudulent.
So oh, really?
Kind of an interesting development that came out of the Freedom of Information Act's request that and the emails from Lerner to the White House staff.
Wow. Oh. Lois Lerner just gets better and better and better.
Yeah, she's on paid leave right now, sucking it up off the taxpayers.
That's right, having a great time.
Yeah.
She's nothing a happy like clam. Nothing like being on a paid vacation.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how it works down there in this administration is that, you know, you reward your friends and punish your enemies. And if anybody's who wants freedom in the Constitution, they're the enemies of the state.
Make sure you make it to the south side.
Oh, on the south side. Now you guys are going to the south side.
You guys are blowing it. You're not on the south side.
Yeah, I don't know. I got an echo on my microphone.
Yeah, we were getting a little bit there for a bit with you, but it's better now.
Blame it on Bill.
Kind of throws you off when you're double talking.
Well, it was more like you were on a roller coaster or something. You come in and go out, come in and go out, like you were going to the hill and then down.
Hey, so let's talk a little bit about California elections. Oops. After we come back from the break.
Oh, he gets the high sign.
In election integrity, I guess there's a big scandal there. Evidently, they have the scathing report says that our elections don't have much integrity at this point, is what I mean.
Really?
Jeez. Yeah, but there's never any fraud. We will be right back with you guys.
Even though they ship it all
you guys
overseas.
Have 2 minutes to do whatever you got to do up there. We'll
run,
be back.
Forrest, run.
That's a picture.
We will be rejoining the men at airport days. It's just us girls and Bob here in the studio. It's lovely.
Nice. It's different.
Nice day, Aaron.
It's balmy here, isn't it?
I'm a lucky guy.
Just girls and Bob.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going to places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Hey,
Robert. Nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM. Community radio for the North State.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
This is Jessica Delaney with Project Homeless Connect. This June, at the Reading Civic Auditorium, over 50 service providers will come together to connect citizens of our community with opportunities to improve the health and circumstances of abject poverty. This is a privately funded endeavor, and we desperately need your help to make it a success. Attendees are able to accomplish something in one day that may otherwise take them months to do. Your contribution to this event has an impact that lasts all year. Please call Northern Valley Catholic Social Service at 241-0552.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Love it. Oh, if they could only see us in here. Everybody was dancing.
Thank God they had that camera turned off. So you're joining We the People Radio at wethepeopleradio.us, chatting and streaming worldwide. And the guys are at Fall River Mills Airport Days, eating pancakes, chatting with the folks, and having an all-around good time.
Uh-oh.
You're joining Uh-oh. Aaron Ryan, Linda Kent,
and
visitor Uh-oh. Elizabeth Woodward, and Bob Martin.
Yeah,
Rut-row.
So, two guys on Skype.
Hey, we got two guys on Skype. We told them to separate from each other. Program.
Yeah, there you have it. So we're separated now. He's on his side of the table. I'm on my side.
Did he go to the south side?
We're giving glaring stares at each other. Just it's almost like a gunfight at the OK Corral at this point.
Yeah. I'm going to win
yeah,
this one.
Yeah. Hey, so what's the feel out there for the California primary? What's it looking like? I mean, I know that's a broad question,
it's
but
not.
Are we going to lose any? Are the Democrats going to lose any seats?
Yes.
Well, I think
we're hoping so.
It depends on how much they stuff the ballot boxes down there in Southern California.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a big primary concern.
Yeah, and that's where I think the biggest focus for the Election Integrity Project has been is in the population centers.
Yeah, and, you know, as long as we don't have any voter ID, and why not vote when you're an illegal alien? Because they're going to give you a free cell phone and probably a bigger check.
Yeah, and a bicycle to go with it.
Giving out bikes now?
Some of them are, yeah. I just learned that like down here at the rescue mission and stuff, they're not only giving cell phones, but they're giving bikes and stuff for them.
Oh, and I just...
You know, they have to have transportation.
Yeah.
And I just read that...
So the taxpayers are paying for the bikes?
Yeah. Huh. I just read that Covered California is going to be extended to previous inmates, of course.
Why would... Why not? Yeah. Is there a problem with that? I
mean, no, not at all.
the current administration seems to be working out pretty well for
them. Yeah,
it's working well.
Wow.
They're getting what they need. Everything's good.
We were just talking about the 5-for-1 trade that we made last week.
Yeah, that was a nice little PR move there for the administration. Now that Taliban can go out there and tell everybody that it's a 5-to-1 deal there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about it since my brother's...
You can double down.
Job.
Yeah, my brother's currently in Afghanistan, so that's awesome. You know, I'm sure his... Yeah, they're not all worth a little bit more.
Well, you heard this last week a couple of big developments came out. I guess the Occidental College released Obama's records, and come to find out, he did register as a foreign exchange student. I mean, who would have thought?
Yeah.
You know, and then now a judge has also ordered that his Social Security number needs to be, they need to prove why it's not going through the Social Security check.
Mark, you're getting all keyed up over nothing. He thought Hawaii was a foreign country.
Yeah, why
are you guys getting arrested? What's with the whistling? Are the Keystone cops there with you?
Why wouldn't we have a foreigner for the president? What's wrong with that? I mean, why would you want to have to be an American citizen to be commander-in-chief?
So it took 6 years to find out that when he registered at Occidental, he was a foreign exange student?
Well, they wouldn't let the records. They covered them over.
He spent like $950,000 getting his record sealed before he was elected. And he spent $3 million since then to keep them sealed through court actions. And evidently the smoking gun, of which the mainstream media has blacked out again, is that, when you register as a foreign exchange student, okay, that kind of indicates that you have a foreign citizenship.
Yeah, but is Hawaii a foreign country?
Well, that might. So the question is that, okay, let's say he's born in Hawaii.
He's Hawaiian money.
Okay, no problem. But then why did you register as a foreign exchange student and get aid from one of the grants so that you can go to college? And is that a problem? Is that fraud?
Oh, and may I say
Hawaii was a foreign
country. On a somewhat related note, that my previously very liberal sister-in-law admitted last night that she did not vote for Obama the second time around.
Wow.
Can I hear clapping?
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We're good at clapping. You know, when you get four people in here and everybody claps, it's actually pretty good.
Hopefully she's a microcosm.
It sounded very impressive.
Hopefully she's a microcosm of the bigger population.
Sounded like Tom Slick's cheering section.
You go, Tom. Go, Tom, go.
Go, Tom, boy.
There's more applause that Obama got at the West Point
speech. I watched that thing over and over.
They said that was 10 whole seconds.
And
10
over.
Seconds.
And then they do a comparison with Bush. Where he got a standing ovation and cheering, and oh my gosh,
that's got to be that
was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Remember, and now
just because we have the biggest hammer doesn't mean every problem is a nail.
That's right. I heard that. I'm like, oh, you ruined a perfectly good word picture. Now it's his. I'll stop using it.
That was great, though. I loved watching that West Point thing over and over and over.
That was like the worst speech he ever gave.
Well, and everybody just sat there like, ooh, okay, where's my barf bag?
Yeah, but how'd you like to be him? Can you imagine standing in front of a group of people that you know?
They hate you.
Actually kind of hate you.
Yeah. Kind of hate you.
Does the 10-second clap.
No, they do hate.
Well, yeah. It's only because he's black. Come on,
and
guys.
They're all racist. That's right.
It's
all
racism.
Everybody's a racist. Even the black guys are racist against the black guy because he's commander-in-chief, because he's not a Democrat, and that makes you a racist automatically, unless you're not white. But wait a minute. No. I'm not sure.
But you can't mention that. Stop. You can't do that.
It's Mark the Spin Doctor. Well, this has been an interesting segment, isn't it? Yeah. Let's just throw down.
It's like I can't remember if I'm
retitle
racist or not anymore, because if I criticize anybody, I'm a racist. If I don't criticize, am I racist? So I guess we're just all this is a racist nation, and you know, and our president is the just pure.
But you know what?
Am I going to be safe at a full 8 feet away from him when the drone strikes?
Pretty much
no.
I'd head for that when little bathtub airplane, the one that only fits one guy, and then get the hell out of there.
Is that politically correct? I'm not sure.
Not yet.
The fact that you're not sure says everything. Oh, my gosh. You have been enduring We the People Radio this morning with Bill and Mark on assignment and Linda and Elizabeth and Bob and I here in the studio. We're going to come back and talk about some actual stuff. If you want to call us, number's 530-605-4567. We have 5 minutes of news coming your way. And Bob's going to tell you some other stuff.
Yeah. Yes, actual stuff coming your way next hour here on We the People on KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Americans celebrating the release of one of the U.S. fighting men still held in Afghanistan until this weekend, the only one still held, in fact, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, set free yesterday.
It's good news that we have our only soldier that has been captured on the battlefields of Afghanistan to be returned.
U.S. SRN News military analyst, retired Army Ranger Bob McGinnis. Bergdahl had been held by the Taliban for nearly 5 years. The 28-year-old was traded. President Obama agreeing to release 5 high-level Afghan detainees from the U.S. prison on Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. At this hour, Bergdahl is in Germany at a U.S. Army hospital. They're checking him out, said he's fine. Authorities say all 7 people aboard were killed when a private plane crashed and burned at a Massachusetts airfield last night. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. Authorities in Washington State say there's virtually no hope that 6 climbers on Mount Rainier, who apparently fell thousands of feet from their campsite, could have survived. The search has been hampered by dangerous conditions. Senator Ted Cruz has won the latest 2016 presidential straw poll.
Senator Cruz took 30% of the vote at the Republican Leadership Conference in New Orleans. He edged out conservative speaker and author Dr. Ben Carson. Organizers at the annual conference say about a third of the 1,500 delegates voted in the straw poll. On Saturday, Senator Cruz promised the delegates to continue his uncompromising approach on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, Dr. Carson did not address the delegates before the voting.
SRN's Andrew Stewart. An official ban on the deployment of thousands of troops and police in Bangkok by Thailand's military rulers has not completely prevented protests today against the May 22 coup. Hundreds of demonstrators have turned out. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
A man has been arrested in southeast France in the investigation of a shooting at a Jewish museum in Brussels that left at least three people dead. The suspect was arrested during a customs inspection at a train and bus station in the port city of Marseille. The man had arrived in Marseille on a bus from Amsterdam that stopped in Brussels. Amid reports that the suspect had joined Islamic extremists in Syria before returning to Europe, French President François Hollande today promised to fight homegrown radicals who returned from the war-ravaged Middle Eastern country with violent plans. Violence has claimed the lives of 799 Iraqis in May, the highest monthly death toll so far this year, according to the United Nations. The figures issued by the UN mission to Iraq put last month's civilian death toll at 603, with 196 security forces killed. Another 1,400 Iraqis were wounded. The previous month's death toll stood at 750. This is SRN News. We have met the enemy, and he is armed with a computer.
A new survey finds that it seems that government agencies and commercial sites are increasingly the targets of hackers, and it says online attackers often have more technological firepower to bust into systems than systems have to keep them out. The survey was of 500 executives of U.S. businesses, law enforcement services, and government agencies. It finds 3 out of 4 respondents said that they had detected a security breach in the last year, and the average number of security intrusions was 135 per organization. Gordon Griffin, SRN News.
A $40 million settlement has been reached that will pay college football and basketball players dating back to 2003 for the use of their likenesses in NCAA-branded video games. The payouts could go to more than 100,000 athletes, including some current players who are either on college rosters or have their images used in video games made by Electronic Arts featuring college teams. This is SRN News.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Timberline Heating and Air, they're your local Carrier heating and cooling experts ready to install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. With spring in the air, Timberline has manufacturing utility rebates with savings up to $2,650. Call Timberline now for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs, pay for itself in year-round utility savings, and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty, the best parts warranty in the industry. Concerned about the respiratory health of your family, give Timberline a call for a complete duct and equipment cleaning, keeping your system functioning at maximum capacity and providing fresh air through your entire home or office. Dirty coils force your compressor to run longer, increases energy use, and decreases the life of your system. Call 221-2222 or visit them online at timberlinehvac.com. They work hard to provide you with the best value and comfort you require. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222. Timberline Heating and Air. Proud to serve our community since 1985.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Jones's Fort, Reading's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Reading's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Reading area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have four full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who shop local. It does make a difference. With spring here, fill up those propane bottles and forklift tanks. We just got another load of ethanol-free 93 in. So after you pick up your weed eaters and lawnmowers from Al's Saw Shop, stop by and fill up your jugs. We have log and shake oil in 5-gallon pails ready for your fences and decks. We have CFN card locks in Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. Also, now's a good time to have Johnny check out your heater if you haven't touched it in a few years or you think of trading up to get a new one. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you don't have time to come to town, give us a call. We have delivery trucks and some of the best drivers out there. All of our employees is what makes this company successful. Northern Lights Energy, Reading, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thank you for your business.
Northern Lights Energy.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And we're back. It's been a fun morning, and we're stretching the bounds of our comfort zone.
Patience.
Here.
Oh, no, that.
Yeah, I was thinking comfort zone. We the People Radio, tuning back in. It's airport days up in Fall River Mills. And the guys are up there, and they're Skyping and doing the best.
We've been
that
doing
they can
some
do.
Intensive technological stuff for the last 5 minutes. I'm not sure if we got an improvement over last hour or not.
We spared the listening audience. Can you hear me now? No, I can't hear you. I can't hear them. Can you hear them? No, I can't hear them. Oh my gosh!
But we'll find out.
So you know, we have to do some more. We should actually do fake live remote. Mm-hmm. Like we should put somebody out in the
parking lot,
in the hallway or whatever. Yeah. You know, we should do fake live remote and get good at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be scary.
And the other people at home are going, thank God they finally figured it out.
Yeah.
We did. We just figured that out for you.
Yeah.
Well, I think part of the problem is we are right next to the pancake line. I mean, we're right on top of the pancake line.
But see, you sound great.
Yeah.
Actually, you sound great. And we don't hear, we hear very little background from you.
Can you hear me? What about Mark?
I don't know.
Mark's using his submarine phone. Linda's microphone. Linda's microphone.
Won't stay. It's falling down. I got to get down here.
I had some technical problems.
Yeah, just a wee bit.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, I forgot. You know, we talk about everything on the break, and then we come back on, and it's like, I'm sorry, what were we going to talk about again?
Well, the primaries.
Actual stuff.
The primaries in,
real stuff.
In California are Tuesday.
Frank the Donut Man is here.
Aww.
And all is right with the world.
We brought a donut.
I remembered Frank's movie. Hey, we had J.D. King here.
Yes, and I'm hoping that there are some copies available because I will be there tomorrow night to snap up whatever I can.
I brought one. I brought one for you.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, his new movie, Blue.
Blue is the new green.
Hold on. Here's the back of the film. Okay, so it's called For Earth, For Humanity, For Freedom, Blue. And on the back it says, for decades, the Green Movement has claimed that Earth is threatened by the activity and even the existence of mankind. Green policies dictate that the notable response is relinquishing our liberties to, quote-unquote, save the planet from peril. This film challenges these green philosophies and explores issues like carbon emissions, climate change, overpopulation, natural resources, and unmasks the UN's Agenda 21 plan. Blue casts a bold new vision that through greater freedom we can realize our fuller potential for our fellow man and this beautiful blue planet we call home.
How nice.
How do you not like that, huh?
I have to say that. I missed it.
Oh, yeah, you were gone.
Yeah, we missed it.
We had potluck and a movie last week.
I know.
For those people that have not plugged into the Tea Party, there is no membership, by the way, so you can show up whenever you want.
Which is nice.
And on that
Any Monday in Reading, we're here, and especially if it's a holiday, we always do potluck and a movie.
And on that...
Get all this stuff for the radio program here.
And on that note about the Tea Party...
That Mark should mute himself?
For those naysayers out there that think the Tea Party has gone away, the Tea Party will never go away because the Tea Party is comprised of the vast majority of everyday ordinary Americans who know that the country is headed in a disastrous direction and they want to do something about it and they want to get informed, they want to spread the word. It's everyday people.
Yeah.
And we're getting, like your sister-in-law.
Yes.
They're starting to move over, which is nice.
Yes. And you don't have to necessarily be, people always think, well, I don't know enough about politics. Well, that's kind of why we...
Okay, here's the thing, folks.
That's why we all got involved, is because we didn't know anything
about
politics.
Yeah, we didn't know anything 10 years ago.
But not only that, a lot of people will say, I don't like politics. I don't want anything to do with it. Okay, I want you to look at your utility bill. I want you to look at your phone bill. I want you to look at your property tax bill. I want you to look at
your
income tax
bill.
I want you to look at every single thing that you spend money on. Calculate the taxes that you're paying. And then you tell me politics have nothing to do with you.
Well, there you have it.
That was the sound of
applause.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Applause.
All right. We're so good at applause. Bob, we need your applause. Come on, applaud. There we go. See, if we all do it at the same time, it actually sounds kind of impressive.
Yeah.
People are like, no, it doesn't. If I was at home, I'd be like, no, it doesn't.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that as we met this young couple in Utah, they're, you know, mid-30s. And mid-30s, I don't know, these are the folks who are so busy raising their families. They're the ones that, in my opinion, don't seem to be really tied in. But this particular young woman, her sister is married to the son of the governor of the state of Utah.
Oh, okay.
But she will not discuss politics in any way, shape, or form. Now, it could be that she can't because of her connection.
Yeah, it blows back on the...
Yeah, it blows back. But she just shuts down immediately when anything comes up about anything political.
Yeah, but that's not right.
And as
that
and
she
as
has to sit in
oh,
the,
oh
the
sure
background.
That is how it works.
It
yeah,
is.
I know
yeah.
it is.
When you work for or are related to an elected person, especially
I get that, but I mean, how wrong is that though? Really, for her to be silenced like that, or have to be silenced?
But you look at anything she says, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, the media will take it and run. We know that. Yeah.
I heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it nowhere near being what she might have believed. Or
yeah.
Oh, you can't hear Linda?
No.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Maybe
a little better.
Maybe speak straight in.
Well, is that?
Linda's,
I don't know.
Linda's got the funky microphone.
Yeah, it keeps falling down, and I'm really trying to keep it so it doesn't. But
she's got. She has to hold it like she's.
Yeah, she sounds like she's smiling.
Interesting.
Well, you just never know.
Hey, is it possible for you two to get on one machine or one microphone?
No.
No.
Not okay. Unless they're wearing the same headset, at which point we have a bad visual.
Mm-hmm. That's probably not going
to
happen.
Yeah. You want to think about that for a little bit?
They'll be like frickin' frack. They just they flip the earmuffs the other way. They put their little heads together, hold their little earmuffs. Oh, that is cozy. That is a very cozy picture.
Yeah.
You guys can hear me, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we can.
That gives new meaning to on assignment.
So what hot races are there for the California primaries?
Well, that's part of the problem, is the primary didn't have a lot of hot races. I should add, I can't add it because I can't see it. I should add that the Tea Party website, so however people go to that, readingteaparty.com or 24hourpatriots.com, either one, they all go to the same place, right smack in the middle, says California Tea Party Groups Coalition Voter Guide, June 2014. So for those people that are still, you know, curious about how what the Tea Parties think, this is not the Northern California groups. This is all the groups in California. So it goes through, I don't know how many groups there are. There's a bunch, though.
In California?
Yeah, a whole bunch. Yeah. And so they duked it out on conference calls and emails for, like, I don't know. I seriously was not involved. I don't know that kind of time. So they duked it out for, like, 5 weeks or so and came out with Governor Tim Donnelly, Lieutenant Governor George Yang, Secretary of State Pete Peterson, Attorney General Phil Wyman, Treasurer John Chang. And there's a little side note. Yes, he's a Democrat, but he's very good at his job.
I did say that, yes.
Yeah, and I put it exactly the way they sent it to us. Controller, Bob, can you kill them, please? Thank you. Controller Ashley Swearingen, Superintendent of Public Instruction Linda Gutierrez, Insurance Commissioner Ted Gaines, which means that part of our district up here in the north will need a new state senator.
Mm-hmm.
Board of Equalization George Runner, who does a great job.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
And he is
he actually gives a rip about the people.
He's
amazing.
Yes, he does. And he's a great speaker.
Yeah. He's good.
You know,
he's
wouldn't
fantastic.
Think, like, you know, somebody the
he's really on the side of the people.
Yeah, he's a former state senator, and you'd think, like, it'd be like, blah, blah, blah. You know, talking about the board. He's very engaging.
And when you call him, you know, he will talk with you on your level, not like he's some special person on different issues.
He's
great. Board. He's great with that.
He was incredibly entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean, he came. We invited him to come to the Tea Party because, you know, we were dopey and
we didn't really
know what he did.
And he was talking about the fire tax.
Yeah. He was talking about the fire tax. Plus, he educated us. He schooled us on the state controller because we have four Board of Equalization districts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think most of us knew that actually California is the only state in the country that has a Board of Equalization. Everyone else has Department of Revenue. Yeah. So we have Board of Equalization, which means we have elected representation hovering over our tax possibilities. And the controller, the state controller, is the fifth vote. So if we had a fifth vote, Ashley Swearingen, or a third vote, I should say, in that mix, if that tiebreaker vote had a more conservative bent, we could do something with some of these taxes.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, would you like to speak with Mr. Wilkinson?
Oh,
Mr.
Sure.
Wilkinson?
Put him on.
All right, hang on just a second.
All right.
Yeah, give him Bill's headset. We can hear him then.
Yeah. I killed him, but they came back to life.
Oh. Dang it.
Hey, morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Wilkinson.
Mr. Wilkinson.
I flew in our Cessna car with my wife, Frances, and my neighbor, George, and his son. The four of us flew in, and we just finished breakfast. Anyway, can I make an announcement?
Please do.
On Father's Day, June 15th, there's called Aviation Day at the Benton Air Park. Admission is free. Parking is free. There's a ham, eggs, pancake breakfast at 7 a.m. till 11. $7 for adults, $5 for children. They'll have antique aircraft, and they're giving helicopter rides for $50, and they're giving airplane rides for 15 cents a pound.
15 cents a pound.
15 cents a pound.
Oh.
Did you get all of that?
We did.
Yeah, we did. That's why you only send the kids up.
That's right.
The little ones, the small, the thin kids.
It's expensive otherwise. That's me. Hey.
Brandon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
How's things in Utah?
Plugging along.
Hey, good.
They're standing their ground, I'll tell you that much.
Well, at least you're out of California.
Well, yeah, but my heart isn't. My family isn't. You know, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me get a plug in there for the Aviation Day.
Hey, by the way, I've taken my niece to that a number of times. It's a fantastic event.
take the kids.
Yeah, again, it's Father's Day, June 15th.
Nice.
There we go.
We watched video of you landing last year, Mr. Wilkinson. Did you take video this year?
No, we made it in okay.
Well, we want to see some pictures.
The traffic pattern was pretty busy.
Was it? At the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like four of us in a pattern at once.
Wow.
Oh, they had to go to the holding flight.
I'm gonna give back the mic here. Thanks for letting me put in a plug there.
Cool. Have fun up there.
Hey, real quickly, I want to go off track here and read a quote.
This whole day's off track.
From an Iron County Commissioner, Dave Miller,
yeah,
who is one of the county commissioners in Southern Utah, and he's talking about the EPA and what they're doing with navigable waters. And the quote from him is, well, the problem is this so-called clarification that's taking almost 400 pages of clarification is very threatening to water rights. How water can be used, penalties for use of water in inappropriate ways, and who determines that, Miller said, that the EPA itself is a unilateral judge, jury, legislative body, and executioner.
Wow. Yeah.
I think that's pretty much how people have summed it up. Yeah. People that are dealing with them. People have had it with this EPA thing.
Yeah, they are.
This massive, massive overreach. Yeah. And interestingly enough, it's all tangled up with Army Corps, NOAA.
And it's happening everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we talked about it on the radio. I did tell the Tea Party guys about it last week, but the little town of Montague,
mm-hmm. yes,
up there that's running out of water,
yes,
beginning of August, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they get sued by the Karooks and the Riverkeepers that are kind of interchangeable at that mm-hmm. point. So the environmentalists and the Indians, right, sue them to keep more water in the river for the fish that actually don't belong there. But okay, so they go through this whole lawsuit. They wind up settling because those guys have way more money than they do, right? $1.2 million. So they have a balloon payment coming in December, $70,000. Well, in order to make that balloon payment, they have to sell water. It's the only commodity they have. You sue a water district, the water district's going to pay with money that they get from selling water.
Right.
So in order to sell the water to the farmers, that means they can't provide water for the town,
mm-hmm.
the 1,500 right. people in Montague. But if they don't sell it to the farmers, they wanted the $70,000 for the lawsuit. So here they're caught in this like multifaceted bind, right?
Kind of a quagmire.
Sure. And the reason they knuckled under and settled was because the riverkeepers put a caveat in the contract that they wouldn't sue them for, I don't know, whatever it was, some period of time, right? Which, you know, is a lie,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to drill a well. So they're gonna drill a well and pipe it right next to the canal. But oh, now you can't put the pipe in the ground. Too disruptive. You'd have to actually disturb the soil. I know you're squinting at me. I was just like, what? You can't make that up. So they have to have the pipe above the ground. So while they're trying to navigate all this and deal with a grant from the state of California, because where are they going to get the money, right,
mm-hmm.
to provide water for people to drink and stuff? I mean,
yeah,
this isn't like
right.
frivolous water.
Yeah.
So this whole thing is moving on. Oh wait, they get word from kind of an inside deal, somebody who drilled down in through this state contract. Oh, surprise, guess who popped up in there? NOAA and the Army Corps of Engineers.
Yeah.
So the riverkeepers went to them. They went mm-hmm. to NOAA, and mm-hmm. so the riverkeepers said they wouldn't sue them,
yeah.
but they went to NOAA sure. and the Army yeah. Corps to put a caveat in there that if they used more than – some rule that if they used more than a certain amount of water,
mm-hmm.
they couldn't sell it to the farmers. They had to leave it in there for the fish.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in kudos to Montague, they said, sorry, if that's in there, we're not signing.
Good.
And
good.
They took it out.
Good.
What a slippery bunch yeah. of eels, huh?
Yeah, they're terrible. And the Army Corps of Engineers is teaming up with EPA big time.
Yeah.
And they have been for a while.
Yeah. Obviously.
Unfortunately.
And
yeah,
they're
yeah.
doing the bidding of the yep. environmental community.
Yep.
Because how else would they have been involved in that? Bill, Mark, do you have anything to add now that we unmuted you?
I don't know. Do we actually-
Hey, so, okay. So,
Let's talk a little bit about the governor's race. How's Tim Donnelly doing? Of course, I do follow it, but
I haven't kept real close track.
Okay. I haven't either.
He's up. He's down. He's out. He's back in.
Well, he's apparently wiping out his GOP competitor.
Well, Kashkari was involved in the TARP bailout.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
He obviously had some issues.
Yeah.
No, you didn't lose the connection, but we have to mute you when you're just talking to other people because you're not muted.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
Are you there?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Read your instant messaging on your screen, Bill.
We don't know whether you guys can hear us or not up here. It's like the gremlins have taken over.
You have instant messaging on your screen?
Instant messaging on the screen as far as what?
The Skype screen, boys?
No, I don't think I have instant messaging.
Bill does. We are trying to send you messages so that we don't have to involve the entire listening audience in our falderall.
The problems.
Okay, bottom line is I'm trying to keep you guys turned up, but when we get too much noise or you start talking with somebody else off the air, then I have to turn you down.
Oh, I see what's happening.
So. Yes. So on your screen, just push the little microphone, and then you'll be muted from us, and you can talk to whoever you want there. And then unmute and talk to us. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Prop 41. Let's not lose the voting thing.
You know, when it first came out, there was a lot of veterans group that backed Prop 41.
I just got shut off again.
No, you're there.
You're there. We are listening to you talking.
Yeah, because I had people asking about Prop 41 and different stuff, you know, and with being involved with the veterans. They weren't really analyzing or getting the full picture when Prop 41 first came out. They thought it was a good thing.
Fill me in on Prop 41.
Well, it's for the homeless veterans program thing. But what people were neglecting to pick up or wasn't getting out there was about the money going to the general fund.
Yeah.
And, the liability on that and everything. So, like I say, there was a lot of veterans group that was backing that to start with. And then started digging deeper.
So Prop 41 was supposed to provide funding for homeless vets, and instead it's money that's going to go into the general fund?
Yep, pretty much. That's pretty much in a nutshell.
Here's their little analysis they put in here from the California groups. No on 41. While Prop 41 says it's aimed at helping our veterans, it also raises taxes. As the repayment to investors is made through the general tax revenue paid by taxpayers.
Right.
This proposition is to sell bonds. It's really for $1.3 billion over the life of a bond. A $600 million in bonds with an additional $50 million annually for 15 years.
Yeah.
There are already many programs, including housing allowances for veterans in our state. There's a link there that gives you more information. Then it goes on to say the resources from these have not been exhausted yet. So we should not get ourselves in debt more and put out a higher tax burden on our veterans as they are trying to regroup here in California.
Right.
So bottom line is it's a tax grab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tax grab, and they're hiding behind the veterans.
Yeah.
Dirty
Once
pool,
again.
Huh? Dirty
Once again,
pool.
being a slug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nasty.
You know? Yeah.
Bob, how are we doing? It's actually 9:30. I'm actually paying attention to what time it is. Should we take a quick break?
By all means.
Then we'll come back. We'll see if we can get the boys back back in. They figured out how to mute. Listen to the silent. Oh, they're back. They're up. They're down. All right, fellers, we'll be on with you in the 2-minute break here. You are listening to We the People Radio. It's a crazy, crazy Sunday today. And we'll move on with Sovereign Minds, so there's going to be plenty more where this came from.
Yes.
Phone number is 530-605-4567.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know, the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. You know, the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, where we honor our veterans. Here to let you know, we now have offices located inside Eagles Landing at 3300 Bocelli Lane, Suite C, across from the bike shop. Come on in and learn about the services of Homeward Bound and learn about the museum project right here in Northern California. If you make a credit card purchase, a portion of the sale goes directly to the museum and Homeward Bound. We're looking forward to seeing you. Thanks for your support.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane at KCNR
1460
AM, inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a
Mark,
show about
Bill.
Everything
Hello.
And The Kitchen Sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey folks, do you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
It's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
We're back. Thank you for your patience as we power through our
technical
challenges in our on-site radio program today. You're joining We the People Radio.
Just one of those.
I'm trying to find a way to nicely say this
that way that it's all messed up here.
Oh my goodness. Well, okay, you know, so the Skype thing was going well, and then it wasn't going so well.
Okay, so Prop 42. Yeah.
Prop 40, okay, and somebody wanted us to repeat the candidates, but let's finish with Prop 42, because there are only two.
Right.
41 and 42. So right. 41's a loser, even though it says veterans. It's not
really
going
to... Yeah, don't be misled on that one at all.
It's not going to go to them. It's going to swipe your money and give it to the general fund, and then they'll waste it again.
On the furniture.
Furniture. No on 42. Prop 42 seems to be implying that if local agencies do not take over paying for the administration to comply with the Brown Act, it's a government code and a public records act, that people will not be able to access records via those agencies locally. That's actually not true. People already have a hard time in some counties accessing records because they don't have full-time staff at the agencies. This will not make that better, especially in rural communities. As both the Brown Act and the Public Records Act are state law and policy, that the state has to keep this obligation to pay for citizens having the ability to access records via the agencies. So you still will get your records. It's all about where the money comes from to pay for it.
Right.
And so this actually just sort of screws things up and doesn't. It kind of made it sound like people wouldn't be able to get information from Public Records Act, and that's not true. Okay, so let's blow back through the cast of characters. This comes from the California Tea Party Group's Coalition Voter Guide as of June 2014 with all the groups in California weighing in. So that doesn't mean that everybody voted this way. This just happened to be the majority deal. They said Governor Tim Donnelly, Lieutenant Governor George Yang, Secretary of State Pete Peterson, Attorney General Phil Wyman, Treasurer John Chang, and for those people that are voting a kind of a partisan ballot, there's a little caveat on here. Yes, he's a Democrat, but he's very good at his job. So for those people that are thinking like, what?
Have they lost their mind?
Exactly. And the partisan part on this ballot was super screwy. People had a hard time figuring all that out. But the controller is a pivotal position. The controller is our fifth vote on the Board of Equalization, if there's a tie, and there's always a tie, it's a 2-2. That's Ashley Swearingen. I think she's a girl.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes men have women's names, but Ashley Swearingen actually is a girl.
I've heard her ads, so she is.
Superintendent of Public Instruction, Lydia Gutierrez. Insurance Commissioner, Ted Gaines. District 1 Board of Equalization, George Runner. And we know him, and he's been just doing an awesome job and fighting the fire tax and all that.
Yep.
And then District 4, and I'm not really sure where that is, somewhere down south, Diane Harkey. The other two aren't up. 2 and 3 are have no challengers, or they're not up. I'm not sure which. It says no challenger.
Okay, so then it's no on Prop 41.
No on 41, even though it says veterans, because it's a loser.
And then Prop 42
is a no. You will still get your records requests, your FOIA requests. All the Freedom of Information Act stuff stays the same. Just a little cash grab.
Yeah, right.
Just a couple little cash grabs. But people
still need to do their homework and education on these individuals too. Don't just
absolutely
take our word on it.
The bad part was the sample ballot. You know, it's funny. Every election, you would think. We would know this stuff by now. You would think we would all be educated. Mm-hmm. But the candidate statements in the primary ballot and in the general ballot, those are paid for by the candidate. They're not paid for by the county. So some of those people don't have statements in the materials. So people are like, well, I wonder what this person does or is or thinks or whatever, and there's nothing in the back.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it's money. And if you're especially... if you have a multi-county race, I mean, if you're running for the Board of Supervisors and you know...
That's pretty spending.
Yeah.
That's a chunk of change.
It is
a
chunk of change. But you've got one county you've got to get your information in the ballot. If you're running for, let's say, our congressional district, first congressional district is 11 counties.
Wow.
So let's say it's $1,000. Different counties set different price.
Sure. Right.
Let's say it's $1,000 a county. Well, you may have to pick and choose. $11,000 is a lot of money.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And
they have to go to another resource to find your information for this.
Well, and all candidates have websites.
Yeah.
So you can find out what you need to know.
There's a guy, who's the guy? I've been seeing tons of commercials for him. He kind of, ruh-roh. He sort of looks like a kid. And I think he's I think he's superintendent of schools, actually, running against Lydia Gutierrez.
Mm.
And, God, I've only seen the commercial 1,000 times. Obviously, it's not working because I can't think of his name. He has brown hair. He's tall.
I think we got this thing fixed out here, guys.
All right.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can, but...
Now you sound like you're on a tin can phone. What headset are you using? Corded?
Oh, no, I'm using the high dollar set.
Yeah, you know what? It's
game, he's got the game phones on, and, you know, it's not gaming out too well.
What are you running, Mark? What headset do you have on?
I just got one of those little cheapo headset that when I wiggled the end of the cord, all of a sudden everything works.
Oh,
I think
nice.
The whole thing was a bad connection on the headset.
You forgot the cord wiggling. That's the first law of electronics.
It's the first rule of Skyping from Fall River Mills.
Wiggle the cord.
Wiggle the cord.
Okay, maybe Bill needs to wiggle his cord.
Is it
switch headsets, Bill? Go for the green ones.
Is it possible?
I don't think I can use the green ones because they have a USB plug on them that I think needs to be plugged in.
We'll try.
We just need to pretend he's actually in an airplane. You could sound like, yeah, I have a need for speed. And,
Bill's flying by.
And there he goes. Take off.
Bye, Bill.
This is Maverick to base. Maverick to base.
Oh, funny.
Bill, do you think you can go back to the first device that you were using in the first hour of the program?
Very possibly, yeah. You want to give that a whirl?
Yeah.
You boys play with that. Leave this one open and then try adding the other. Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
I can talk. I mean, I don't need Bill.
He just took off anyway. There he goes.
This is like when we were, you know, in school, that drill that they were getting us used to, you know, depopulation and all that. Remember the lifeboat drill?
I never had that one.
You never had to do that?
No.
Oh, it was on paper. And I remember somebody talking about Common Core. And talking about, like, world government.
Hold on. See, now I'm mobile here, so say hello to Terry Raposa again.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Terry.
Talk, Terry.
You can hear me, but I can't hear you.
You can't hear us?
It's a shame. What do we do? Turn the sound up.
All right.
That is super scary.
Never mind. Go ahead.
As you were.
Yeah.
Well, we did kind of want a little, you guys could give us a little report on what happened with the State of Jefferson rally yesterday.
Well, let's go ahead and do what you had going because Terry just walked off. I could speak really well.
Hey,
here,
can we do the Second
around.
Amendment thing real quick?
Terry's what? Running around with his State of Jefferson thing.
Are you talking about Chipotle?
Well, okay. So I'm always reading the internet while I'm sitting here in the chair, but there's been a whole rash of fast food chains and restaurant chains that have been pressured by a group called Moms Against the Second Amendment or something like that.
Nice.
So all of these restaurant chains have started demanding that their customers not come into the restaurants with firearms. So Chili's is one of them. Chipotle is another. There's another restaurant chain in the South or in the Midwest somewhere that I'm not familiar with. And then just on Friday, Sonic did the same thing. Well, guess who got robbed immediately?
Sonic.
Yeah. And so did Chili's and so did Chipotle. They've all been robbed.
Well, let's just open them up and put a big light saying,
yeah,
here I am.
Yeah.
Come get me. And my folks, you know, the patrons aren't
but
armed.
But I read a great editorial in the last couple of days. I don't recall who the author was, but he basically said, screw them. You do not trump my Second Amendment rights. I'm bringing my gun in anyway.
Gun-free zone. Everybody show up.
You know,
yeah,
and,
exactly.
And, you know, and these stupid grassroots organizations. I'm trying to find the name of this. It's the group is Moms Demand Action, and they advocate gun control, and they're putting pressure on a lot of these restaurants to change their policies. And you got to wonder. See,
why don't they just open up their own restaurant?
But here I'm wondering who's behind Moms Demand Action. Because right off the bat, you've created gun-free zones, and
right,
that's always where these mass shootings happen.
Yeah, and we know that.
So all of these restaurants have and Jack in the Box, they've had robberies. As soon as they made their public statements...
Was it in the same towns where they made the public statement?
Well, they're doing it as they're doing it from a corporate level.
Ew.
So, yeah,
they're flagging the bull on a national level.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
good thinking.
Yeah. So right off the bat, you become an unsafe environment. Right off the bat.
Hey, you might as well just start advertising Rob Me. You know, here's a Happy Meal and a strong arm at the same time. I mean, that's like unbelievable.
Yeah, let me get in the register and give you everything I got, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
But, you know, if you have a concealed carry permit, I'm sorry, but that does trump any particular restaurant's request that you don't bring your firearm into their restaurants. You still can.
Well, and, you know, the real deal, too, those guys were walking around with M16 strapped on, which is kind of, you know, why do that? I mean, they're just shoving it in everybody's face with a concealed carry permit. Nobody has to know. Nobody has to, you know, so you're fine. You can go in there with a concealed carry permit because nobody can see it. It's concealed.
Exactly.
That's the whole point. You know, why walk around with an M16, you know, just daring everybody to throw you out?
Yeah,
so it's not smart on that side of the aisle.
But
either.
It's kind of interesting, though. If you look at pictures of people in Israel, they're all carrying, you know.
Open carry.
Like large firearms, you know. I mean, automatic.
Well, their society is much more geared towards that because, you know, in Israel, you know, their whole thing is about defending their country, and they have attacks on their country, and they realize that, you know, that protects them and their persons and their property and so forth. Out here, we've got so much politically incorrect thinking that they don't realize what that is all about in the first place, and they don't think it's ever going to happen here. And I think that they're in for a rude awakening here as time goes by.
Yeah, they don't take prisoners in Israel and stuff as easily as what we do, whether they're terrorists or not.
Well, everybody knows they got to protect themselves in Israel. Here, everybody thinks that somebody else is going to protect them. And, you know, that's like the old thing with the sheriff or the police force. You know, they're not going to protect your property. They're there to make the report 20 minutes after the damage is done. And that's getting more and more prevalent because of the budget cuts and everything that's going on in our monetary situation across the country. You know, there's not enough police to protect everybody, so it's going to get to a point the economy tanks.
Well, yeah, but they're not there to protect us.
At the end of the day, they're not legally required
to
protect us.
They're not there to protect us.
If they were, we each have to have our own policemen.
Yeah. Therefore, after the effect.
Yeah. The scariest thing is that there is such a large movement to keep us as individuals from protecting ourselves.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy and weird.
Yeah, it is.
But you know,
well, you know, if you look at Germany,
hey Bob,
you know,
do you have that
clip? I hate to do the comparison, but you know, I will. In Germany, when Hitler took over, you know, the whole thing after they got the healthcare implemented and everything else was the fact was that they got everybody's guns, and then you have no defense against the government taking all of your rights away.
Yeah, right now they don't know who has them and who doesn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We need to keep it that way.
An interesting, just here in Shasta County, how the CCW applications have just gone through the roof.
Yeah, the wait time is
months.
It's like a couple of months.
Yeah.
Oh, is it now?
It's longer than that.
It's longer.
Really? Wow.
A fella that I work with just got his. He applied back in November, and he just got his like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. And you sound great, Bill, by the way.
Hey, so we're going to
sound like a bogey anymore.
We're going to play a short, and it's just 19 seconds, and it's a short clip.
We'll probably play it twice because it's so good.
It's so quick, so you're going to need to listen more than once, but it's a clip of a speech that Obama gave recently in Brussels, and it talks about the inability for ordinary citizens to mind their own personal matters.
This goes back to the EPA and all these other agencies and why they need to be our mommy.
And Bob's going to play that, and I think we'll do it twice.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here's our commander-in-chief.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. The order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
Did you get that, folks? Yeah. You're small-minded.
Do it again.
You're small-minded.
Do it again. It's freaking me out.
I, for one, am very offended.
Yeah. Okay, you don't know how to do it.
What audience was he, what group was he speaking to?
I don't know who he was speaking to, but it was in Brussels. And it was in May of this, you know, it was this month.
Oh, he'd never want us to have no rights. He'd never want to have more government power over everybody.
Okay.
No, not him.
Okay,
we're small-minded.
We're going to play
mute
again,
them,
folks.
Bob. Silence them. Silence. Silence those men.
Try to get it back here.
Oh.
Oh.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
Okay, if that does not send make your hair stand up on end, I don't know what will.
You just
totally
want to
freaky.
Yeah. Send that to me, will you?
Yeah, I will.
You just want to reach out and touch somebody with that one.
Yeah, knock
you know
him out.
What I mean?
Hey, Bob, bring the bin back.
You know, he doesn't hide who he is. He doesn't hide who he is.
Are you guys still there, or are you just laying on the tarmac at airport days up there?
They were making snarky comments during the video.
I mean, do you want to hand over your rights to the president of the Chum gang?
The all-powerful sovereign?
Sure. Yeah, the all-powerful Chum sovereign. I mean, what's up with that? And so where does it end? You know, if we're too small-minded to govern ourselves, then I guess let's just head right back to the feudal system and let's just all become serfs, give up all of our property and our property rights to the government, and we can be managed best by the government, just like they're managing the VA.
Yeah. Well, it makes you wonder when the president's going to Brussels and other places and saying things like this to the people out there. No wonder.
Yeah, okay. Now, imagine you're somebody who lives in another country and you think America
is so great.
Land
of the free.
Free and home of the brave and all that. And you hear our president say stuff like
that. Where was he when he made that speech?
In Brussels.
That's all we know. It's in Brussels.
I guess he didn't figure it was going to ever get back here.
I just sent it to all you guys.
Well, now it's the land of the fees and the home of the slaves, if we're not careful.
Something like that. There you go.
Land of the fees and home of the slaves. Oh, my gosh. We are coming back with you in 5 minutes after we hear the news. You boys go grab some pancakes up there at airport days. You've got Elizabeth, Linda, Aaron, Bob here in studio, and we've got Mark and Bill up in Fall River Mills. So we have blended again Sovereign Minds and We the People Radio here at KCNR 1460 AM. Shasta Redding.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. For the first time in nearly 5 years, Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is headed home. The only American soldier held in Afghanistan was traded Saturday for five Taliban detained at Guantanamo Bay. Senator John McCain is happy, but also a little concerned.
We're all grateful that he has returned. I think there are legitimate questions about these individuals who are being released and the conditions under which they will be released.
Bergdahl arrived this morning at an American military hospital in Germany. It's not clear how long he will stay there before coming to the U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is in Afghanistan this morning. He's been talking to the troops about the imminent U.S. withdrawal.
The American people want our job finished here, but they want it finished the right way. And you want to finish it the right way. The President of the United States, I want to finish it.